the principle of Guru Shishya Parantapa Parampara is very important, essential. Thus it was emphasized very much by Srila
Prabhupada.
It's a very simple principle that we are in the world of illusion. To come out of this, we require knowledge. Knowledge of the truth, of reality. That knowledge is given by the truth, who is Krishna. So Krishna gives knowledge about himself to a trusted representative. In the case of our parampara, that trusted representative was Lord Brahma. And Brahma speaks that knowledge to another trusted representative. And thus the knowledge gets passed down through great spans of time. Kale neha mahata, great span of time. So we find that in the presentation of the knowledge of Shastra, which is the knowledge given by Srila Prabhupada, it's the same. We can go back to all previous acharyas and find it's all the same knowledge. Practically, we won't find anything in human society, anything cultural that stays the same. Certainly in the modern academic field, we can't expect anything to stay the same. And even the knowledge that's what's supposed to be knowledge there right now, that's not even agreed on either. For instance, the laws of physics, which were discovered by Newton for several hundreds of years, they were thought, that's it, that's nature explained. That explains physical laws in all times, places, and circumstances. But with more observation, it was found that, well, it doesn't explain everything, everywhere, in all times, places, and circumstances. So then new theories were proposed. Various theories of relativity, and then came in quantum physics, which surpassed and seemed to contradict classical Newtonian physics.
которая произошла не то на физику и вступила с ней в противоречие.
And now it's practically the field of physics is, although they won't tell you this, it's one of confusion.
Но сейчас касается физики, то там просто вообще непонятная ситуация, хотя сами физики в этом не признаются.
And to keep the orthodox paradigm of how the universe is going on, they've had to invent that most of the universe is unseen dark matter, and then now there's dark energy. There's so much energy out there, but you can't see it, touch it, taste it, smell it, or feel it. But it must be there, otherwise our theories don't work anymore.
Для того, чтобы каким-то образом поддержать эту теорию возникновения Вселенной, им приходится придумать различные вещи о какой-то черной материи, о существовании Вселенной черной материи. Кроме того, они говорят, что невозможно увидеть границы этой Вселенной, что якобы там существует какая-то материя, которую никто никогда не видел, но она обязательно существует, потому что иначе откуда появилась наша Вселенная?
It's not very scientific, actually.
На самом деле, это не очень научное знание.
Our theory is like this. It's like they say, our theory is like this.
Наша теория такова.
And it some of the observations fit it.
Некоторые наблюдения совпадают с ней.
But other observations don't.
Другие наблюдения не совпадают.
So we have to imagine that there's dark matter or dark energy, because it must be there, otherwise our theory is wrong.
Поэтому мы изобрели вот эту какую-то антиматерию, темную энергию, которая существует, поскольку если ее нет, тогда вся наша теория рушится.
Well, technically, it's not, according to their terminology, it's not antimatter, that's something else. Anyway, never mind about that. So, Vedic knowledge is not like that.
Ведические знания вполне отличаются от этого.
What was spoken millions of years ago remains the same.
То, что было сказано миллионы лет назад, сохраняет свою актуальность и не меняется в течение времени.
Truth is truth and doesn't change.
Истина остается истиной, она не меняется.
Relative truths change.
Относительная истина меняется.
That at the moment we are in a place which is part of a nation called Russia is true.
То, что мы сейчас находимся на территории, которая в настоящий момент является частью России, это правда.
If I say I am in Russia, that is true, if we identify myself with this body, which is another doubtful thing.
Если я скажу, что сейчас я в России, это тоже будет правдой. В том смысле, если мы отождествляем себя с телом, что тоже не является на самом деле истиной.
But if my travel plans proceed as planned, then if after 1 month's time I say I am in Russia, that will not be true.
Если через месяц я скажу, что я в России, то это будет несправедливо, потому что не будет истины, потому что в соответствии с моими планами, если ничего не поменяется, я буду уже в другом месте.
And despite all the feelings within the heart of proud Russians when they sing patriotic songs, Russia itself won't exist forever.
И несмотря на все патриотические песни, которые могут исполнять россияне, через какой-то промежуток времени России как государства не будет существовать.
Sorry, I'm not anti-Russian, I'm just speaking the truth, that's all.
Простите, я не выступаю против России, я говорю истину.
But that we are eternal, Krishna is eternal, we are eternal servants of Krishna. This truth transcends all times, places, circumstances, and opinions.
Однако истина о том, что мы вечные, что Кришна вечный, что мы его вечные слуги, она будет существовать вечно, всегда независимо от времени, места или чего-либо мнения.
But to us it might seem anti-intuitive, which means that it doesn't seem like it's like that. It's anti-intuitive. It may seem anti-intuitive. Intuition means something we just perceive and we just take it to be true. So anti-intuitive means, well, it doesn't seem like I'm an eternal servant of Krishna. Where's Krishna? I mean, what's all this Krishna stuff? I mean, we don't see Krishna. We looked through our microscope, we didn't find any Krishna. We looked through our telescope and we didn't find Krishna. Yuri Gagarin, first man in space, went out in space. How far did he go out? How far did he go first time? 300 miles or something? Maybe less. And said, well, I went out in space. I didn't see any God. That means there's no God. Scientific. Well, it was ascribed to him. We're told that.
Yuri Gagarin, the first man who traveled to the cosmos, said that when he was in the cosmos, he didn't see any God there.
So the Guru Parampara is especially meant for giving us knowledge that we cannot perceive immediately by our senses, mind and intelligence.
Guru Parampara дает нам знания, которые мы не можем непосредственно воспринять своими умом или чувствами.
There are certain questions which, however advanced our microscopes and telescopes become, we'll never be able to answer via the mind, senses, and intelligence. They are the most essential questions. But practically, it demonstrates that we are in the world of illusion, that people don't ask these most important questions. I want to be happy, but I'm forced to suffer. Why? Most people don't ask this question. You'd think that it would be the question that everyone would be asking. But they take the miserable so-called happiness of this world to be their goal of life. Our insignificance is impressive if we think about it. If we think how tiny this planet is within space, and how tiny we are within this planet, and that our whole lifespan in which we come up, we struggle, and we show ourselves, and it's just like in time. Flick of a finger. So we're quite spectacularly insignificant. Why am I so concerned about myself? We should think. Why does everyone take themselves so seriously? So these are the kind of questions that small class of eccentrics, which appears in many societies, they're called philosophers, they worry their brains about.
Ну, вот этими вопросами задается небольшая группа эксцентриков, эксцентричных людей, точнее, которые называются в современном мире философами.
But their endeavor is that is like that of a dog trying to catch its tail.
Но все их попытки подобны попытке собаки поймать собственный хвост.
Have you seen a dog trying to catch its tail?
It
goes round and round. It can't catch it. But such knowledge exists. That knowledge is called Veda. Veda means knowledge. There is a particular manner to approach that knowledge, to acquire that knowledge. Tasmad gurum prapaddeta jignyasu shreya uttamam. One should approach a guru for inquiring about one's ultimate benefit.
Для того, чтобы узнать о своем высшем благе, необходимо обратиться к гуру.
And prime symptom of a guru is that he comes in proper guru parampara.
И главный признак гуру заключается в том, что он является представителем истинной гуру парампары.
Anyone who claims to have knowledge independent of the guru parampara is a trickster.
Любой, кто претендует на то, что он обладает знанием, но при этом и не является, не состоит в парампаре, всего лишь обманщик.
Knowledge is passed down, unchanged, generation after generation after generation.
Поскольку это знание передается с поколения в поколение.
We are all extremely fortunate to have been invited into this parampara.
Мы необычайно удачливы, поскольку оказались в парампаре.
We are all recipients of Srila Prabhupada's ever expanding mercy.
Мы все обрели безграничную милость Шрилы Прабхупады.
In our parampara, there are many stellar acharyas.
В нашей парампаре есть очень много выдающихся блистательных ачарьев.
Just absolutely amazing personalities.
Абсолютно немыслимые, удивительные личности.
This knowledge is amazing.
Само по себе это знание удивительное.
Knowledge of Krishna.
Знание Кришны.
And those who are possessed of this knowledge, how they express that knowledge, that is also amazing.
Также удивительно то, каким образом эти личности, обладающие этим знанием, делятся этим знанием, излагают это знание.
Srila Prabhupada's contribution was unique.
Вклад Шрилы Прабхупады был уникальным.
Inasmuch as he made this highly arcane knowledge, that means that it's just esoteric, we could say, available to persons who are most unqualified to receive it.
Поскольку он сделал это сокровенное эзотерическое знание доступным для понимания людей, которые не обладают никакой квалификацией для того, чтобы понять его.
Secret truths of the Vedas, he expressed that in a manner, a very simple manner, that anyone who was fortunate enough to take it could take it.
Он раскрыл эти секреты вед, причем в такой форме, что любой, кто хочет, он может воспользоваться этим знанием.
Without prior qualification.
При этом не обладая никакой предварительной квалификацией.
And actually, in most cases, the people that Srila Prabhupada preached to, not only did they not have prior qualification, but they had prior heaps of disqualifications.
На самом деле, те люди, которым проповедовал Шрила Прабхупада, которым начинал проповедовать, они только не обладали никакой квалификацией, они, наоборот, обладали дисквалификацией, то есть имели кучу недостатков.
So in this sampradaya of many, many towering acharyas, we understand Srila Prabhupada to be just indescribably merciful and powerful in dispensing Krishna consciousness. Now, sometimes, or quite often, this idea of mercy, a guru is merciful, is misunderstood and misinterpreted.
Иногда люди неправильно понимают вот это представление о милости. Каким образом гуру милостив и каким образом он дарует свою милость?
That a guru is very merciful if he lets you do any damn thing you like and still initiates you and still gives you Krishna prema.
Люди считают, что гуру, милость гуру проявляется в том, что он закрывает глаза на все ваши недостатки, позволяет вам заниматься ерундой, но при этом принимает вас в ученики.
But the mercy of a guru is that he saves you from all that nonsense.
На самом деле, милость гуру проявляется в том, что он спасает вас от этих глупостей, которые вы делаете.
Because you can't have material attachments and Krishna prema.
Поскольку невозможно одновременно иметь материальные привязанности и любовь к Богу.
Guru means a teacher.
Guru означает учитель.
So it's not just this is the sahajya idea. You just touch someone or look at them, and all of a sudden they get an electric shock, and then that's it. They're zapped forever.
Это представление, которое разделяют сахаджи, что вот гуру прикасается к кому-то, заряжает каким-то электрическим током, и человек чего-то там достигает.
That is the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, that he patiently instructed disqualified people in the process of devotional service.
Милость Шрила Прабхупады выражается в том, что он терпеливо давал наставления, указания неквалифицированным людям, совершенно, чтобы они смогли прогрессировать сознание Кришны.
Чайтанья Махапрабху is known as Mahavadanya Avatar.
Господа Чайтанья называют Mahavadanya Avatar.
The most munificent descent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Самым милостивым воплощением Верховной Личности Бога.
Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvishe Namaha. Rupa Goswami, along with his brother Anupam, when they met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Prayag, they prayed to him in this way.
Эту молитву вознес Рупа Госвами со своим братом Анупамой, когда они встретили Господа Чайтанью в Праяге.
They offer obeisance to Krishna, who has descended as is now known as Krishna Chaitanya.
Они в своей молитве обратились к Господу Чайтанье как Кришне, который пришел как Кришна Чайтанья.
He is the most munificent.
Поэтому они назвали его самым милостивым.
Because he gives Krishna prema.
Поскольку он дарует Кришну прему.
He is Krishna, but his bodily luster is golden.
Хотя сам он Кришна, но тело его золотого цвета.
So how does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu give that prema?
Каким образом Chaitanya Mahaprabhu дает это прему?
Well, the general process is that he gives it through the process of Vaidhi Bhakti.
Обычно он дает это тем, кто следует процессу Vaidhi Bhakti.
Means that there are rules to be followed.
Это означает, что есть определенные правила, которым нужно следовать.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent several days, 10 days instructing Rupa Goswami, 1 month instructing Sanatan Goswami.
Господь Чайтанья в течение 10 дней давал наставление Рупе Госвами, в течение месяца давал наставление Санатану Госвами.
And to both of them he specifically instructed about the rules of devotional service.
Им обоим он как раз давал наставления относительно правил и предписаний преданного служения.
And of course, he also instructed about the very highest levels of devotional service. But for beginners, the rules are needed. He instructed them, they wrote these instructions in books. And in the bona fide parampara from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are known as Rupanugas. Which means followers of Rupa Goswami. So all the acharyas and parampara from Rupa, they taught as he taught. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was also a great acharya in this Rupanuga parampara. And he wrote several songs and several writings about the very highest levels of devotional service. He also gave many instructions for devotees in the beginning stages of devotional service. I'll quote from his writings now, one quote. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jibe Daya Kari Swadhiya Saparshada Shriya Dharma Saha Abhatari. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, being very merciful to the jivas, descended into this world along with his associates and his holy dham, Navadvipa dham. Atantar durlabha prema karibare dan shikai sharanagati bhagatera pran. For the sake of giving prem, love of Krishna, which is extremely rare, that's half a sentence. He taught the process of Sharanagati, which is the very life of the devotees. So Sharanagati means to take shelter of Krishna. The process of taking shelter of Krishna.
Sharanagati is the process of taking shelter of Krishna.
Which is in six divisions. Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam rakshishatiti vishvaso guptritvevarnam tata atmanekshepa karpanye sharavidha sharanagati. The first is to do only activities which are favorable for the execution of devotional service. And to eschew activities that are contradictory to devotional service. To have great faith that Krishna will protect me. To have great faith that Krishna will maintain me. And Atma Nikshepa gives the same sense as offering oneself to Krishna, but it's more intense. It's throwing oneself at Krishna.
Atma Nikshepa, fifth principle, is the same as to give, but here it's in a more form.
And
throwing oneself, practically, to give
and Karpanya means a sense of worthlessness, feeling oneself to be very low and fallen and miserable, humility. In this context, sometimes Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself uses the synonym dainya, to think oneself very lowly and fallen. So this understanding of what it means to be a devotee comes in parampara. Generation after generation, nothing has changed. Well, it's not that everything is totally stereotyped. That's an essential part of our understanding, that every person is different. So there may be differences in the manner that different gurus present this knowledge, this realization into different disciples in different times, places and circumstances. But clearly the mission is the same, it doesn't change. And in this way the parampara continues generation after generation. On this condition, that in each generation at least one disciple takes the knowledge and presents it to the next generation without changing it. If someone changes it, then the parampara is broken. As Krishna mentions in this verse which we just read, evam parampara praptam imam raja shayo vidhuhu. This parampara went on for many generations through saintly kings. But eventually, in the long course of time, it became spoiled. So that can happen in any generation. It may have happened in many generations, but as long as there's someone who is transmitting the knowledge properly, the proper parampara is generated. So we should understand that all the essence of the parampara is distilled in Srila Prabhupada's teachings. And to continue the parampara it's the same simple principle. Whatever Srila Prabhupada taught, we simply repeat it. And we should also exemplify it. That means that we don't talk one thing and do something else. Someone may speak very good philosophy, but in their own personal life, they're not ideal. And someone else may be ideal, morally very good, this and that, but they don't speak the philosophy as given in the parampara. So both things must be there. As Sanatana Goswami told Haridas
Thakur,
Acha kare keha na kare, acha pracha kare keha na kare, acha pracha name karaho dvikarj, tumi sharva guru, tumi jagater arj. Sanatana Goswami told Haridas that some people, they behave very well in devotional service, but they don't preach it. Some people preach it, but they don't themselves follow it. But you do both. Your behavior in devotional service, your preaching, all in relationship to the holy name, are all perfect. Therefore, you are Jagat Guru. You are fit to be the Guru of the whole world. And you are the greatest person in the world. So both things must be there. The principle is very simple, but practically we see the execution of it can seem to be troublesome. Because as conditioned souls, we have this very strong tendency to avoid Krishna.
Поскольку, будучи обусловленными душами, у нас есть очень сильная склонность избегать Кришну.
And we tend to, even if we get the pure knowledge of Krishna, we tend to distort it.
И даже если мы получаем чистое знание о Кришне, у нас есть склонность искажать это знание.
Even in the matter of understanding a guru, even though that is given in Shastra, we tend to distort that.
Даже если мы получаем это знание от гуру, и даже если это знание содержится в шастрах, все равно мы склонны искажать это знание.
Shastra states clearly what are the basic qualifications of a guru.
В шастрах приводятся описанные квалификации гуру.
Шабде парича нишнатам раманья пашама ашраям. Bona fide guru is one who is immersed in the teachings of Shastra. Especially the transcendental teachings of Shastra. And who himself has taken full shelter of the Supreme Truth. Via the parampara system. So we approach a guru not principally because they smile nicely. Not principally because they sing nicely. Not principally because they have many, many thousands of followers. Not principally because they patted my baby on the head. But principally, the central principle that they follow the Guru Parampara. They represent the same knowledge that Krishna gave to Brahma. They represent, they give it to us. Nothing else. In this Krishna conscious movement, we are all followers of His Divine Grace Srila
Prabhupada.
We should all study His teachings very carefully. Guru means, a guru in ISKCON at the present time, clearly means simply follower of Srila
Prabhupada.
They should speak the same philosophy. It's not that one has to be a clone. Clone means you're just exactly, yeah, you know what it means. It's not that you have to try to imitate his voice or imitate his irregular use of English. But one should understand the message that he insistently and consistently gave. And repeat that and represent it to others also by our own following of that. So it's a very simple principle to understand and to follow. And if we simply follow that, then Shreya Uttamam, we attain the highest benefit of life. Now, Srila Prabhupada, he composed his books, which were meant not only for his direct disciples, but for all subsequent generations of devotees, as long as this parampara continues.
Srila Prabhupada написал свои книги не только для своих последователей, но и последующих поколений преданных, которые будут приходить в эту парампару до той поры, пока эта парампара будет продолжаться.
So let us take advantage of the knowledge that Srila Prabhupada has kindly, very painstakingly presented in his books.
Поэтому давайте воспользуемся удивительной возможностью, берем это знание, которое Шрила Прабхупада изложил.
Now we may say, well, okay, I can read the books, then what do I need a guru for? Well, the guru teaches us by his personal example how to exemplify, repeat, how to imbibe the knowledge presented in the books. And by his personal example shows what it means to follow. And again, not everyone's going to be the same. It's not a stereotype following Srila Prabhupada. But at the same time, there are very clear characteristics of those who are following Srila
Prabhupada.
Not just Srila Prabhupada, Shastra is limiting.
Limiting.
Limits what it gives us, rules that we have to follow. If we think that, well, humans should just have as much liberty to do whatever they like, then that theory does not fit with the teachings of Shastra.
Если кто-то думает, что человек волен действовать, поступать, как пожелает, то это противоречит указаниям Священного Писания.
Shastra means it gives discipline.
Шастра, Священное Писание, они дисциплинируют человека.
Without that, we're just animals.
Без этого человек превращается в животное.
Wild animals.
Дикие животные.
Which have no discipline.
Которые не следуют никакой дисциплине.
So these are some essential principles to be understood.
Это очень важные принципы, которые необходимо понимать.
I'm sure you've heard them all before. I certainly hope you've heard them all before.
Я надеюсь, я уверен, что вы уже много раз слышали об этом.
Let us understand this principle.
Поэтому давайте попробуем понять эти принципы.
And live by it. And by the simple determination or decision to follow the parampara, we get on the right track for going back home, back to Godhead. But if we fail to follow that, then we are vagabonds.
Но если мы не захотим следовать этому принципу, то мы превратимся в скитальцев.
We have unknown destination.
Будем идти, не знаю куда.
All right, Hare Krishna. Any question about this in particular?
Есть какие-то вопросы именно на эту тему?
Yeah, please ask.
First of all, the first point is Kripa. Can you clarify what Kripa is? Because devotees say that our process is Kripa, so we get Kripa mercy of Lord Chaitanya, even though we are not qualified. So it means that we may sometimes fall down, or we have some weaknesses, but even without fully following everything, we can get this Kripa. And another distortion is that some devotees think that if I do something for Lord Chaitanya, for example, distribute books, then I may not strictly follow all the rules and regulations.
So the first idea is that, I'm saying again here, is that, did everyone hear the question in Russian? No, okay, so you say it in Russian and simultaneously I'll say it in English. So the question is that some devotees say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful so that even if we don't fully follow, we may fall down, but he'll develop us, deliver us anyway. And others say that if you do something significant in his service, I guess like distributing books, then you don't have to follow everything. Both of these propositions are possibly true. But if we take it for granted, Or if we take it for granted, then we lose that mercy. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sees someone is very seriously trying to perform devotional service, but slips, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will pick him up. He may slip again, and then if he's sincerely trying, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will pick him up. But if he thinks, oh, I fall down, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picks me up. Okay, I'll fall down. It doesn't matter. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will pick me up. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu picked him up because he was sincere to follow. If we take the mercy for granted, then we lose it. And if we preach that, well, you don't have to follow all these things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it to us, but he gave us all these rules to follow, but he didn't really mean it. Then we become an offender. And we become cut off from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Shruti Smriti Purana Adi Pancharatra Vithing Vina Aikantaki Hare Bhakti Utpata Yaiva Kalpate. So-called devotional service that does not stick to all the rules and regulations given in scripture is actually disturbs the actual process of devotional service. It inserts a distortion, a misunderstanding into it. It confuses the process. And again, you may do something unusually noteworthy in the service of Lord Chaitanya. And in the course of doing that, you may not follow all the rules and regulations. But this idea of undermining the rules and regulations, the attitude is actually offensive. Why did Lord Chaitanya give them if they're not important? Why has every guru and parampara taught them if they're not important? Why have a guru at all if you don't follow anything? So this kind of idea is coming from the Prakriti Sahajya section. They want to equate devotional service with mundane activities. Okay, so we'll finish there. Hare Krishna.